we lose power here, so it'll run down. Last time I think I got probably a good 3 days out of it. And had completely forgot that I was running on strictly battery power. Radio went off. I think the 9 amp hour would be a good size, and I imagine them being smaller, they're probably, we used to get the old 7 amp hour, kind of like what they used to put in emergency lights. We used to get those for RC stuff, for running starters and things like that, and so I would imagine the 9 amp hour is probably that size or even smaller, being the lithium iron phosphate.
He's like 4 inches by 2.3 by 3 or something like that. It's not very big. It weighs about 2 pounds, I think. And I just thought, well, it gives enough extra power there where, of course, now this one will last me several days before I need to charge it. And right now it's sitting at about 13.2, and I wondered whether or not how long it would last, even if it drops down to 12 volts, and then it just gets flat across the scale, then all of a sudden it just drops off, so you don't have a big voltage drop like you do with other batteries. But I was kind of keeping an eye on it. When it gets down around 12, I think that's when it starts getting ready to dump on you.
That 3 days of the song, it was continuous 3 days. So, I left the radio on for Scott Warren and things like that. So, it was on all the time. It lasted at least 3 days. That would be, that's probably going to be what I get next. That small of a package is still, 9 amp hours. This one's about the same way. It's like 10, 11 amps transmit, and probably 1 amp or so on receive. So, 9 amp hours is a good size for that kind of stuff.
It's not too heavy or too big. The other question I had for you is, I've been charging when mine gets low. I've been letting it charge for about 5 hours. Does your charge rate, are you able to charge in 5 hours, or because of the size of your battery, does it take quite a bit longer than that to fully charge it?
I think it's too much longer than that. This is a big honking charger. It looks like one of the old large laptop power supplies. So I'm not sure what kind of charge rate it runs. Let's see if I can find the output on the label here. The output's 15 volts at 4 amps. So, that does sound right about 5 hours.
On the bottom of this one is 15 volts at 2 amps. So that would work good. That would probably be about right for 9 amps. So they said this one handle up to 9. I don't have to change to another, a different charger up to 9 amps on the BioNOC. I suspect it would be about the same. I don't really want to go to a 6, because a 6 is not that much different than the 4.5 I got now. I think if I get one more, I think I'm going to get a 9. And that would also take care of a 15 or 25 watt mobile rig, too, if you want to use that on it.
That 9 probably wouldn't take a whole lot longer charging on the 2 amps. That's kind of interesting, because I didn't realize they had separate chargers for the different groups of batteries, but it makes sense, because it takes you forever to charge this one on, like you got the 2 amps. So, anyway, I'm going to get out of here and see if I can raise them. I'm probably going to email them something before I head that way, if I can get a hold of him.
Now, much out with something double with you or something else that's coming in there.
Yeah, I was saying I'm gonna get out of here. Yeah, I'm not sure what happened with that because.
Here too, and good talking to you, Keith, again, appreciate it, and we'll get to talk to you a little bit later on, probably, and I will between now and the weekend or after. Take care and have a good evening, and be sure and eat healthy with those chicken and dumplings. N4DJC, clear.
Yep, enjoyed it, 73s, and have a great night. We'll definitely catch you again. Yeah, I think I'm going to do the dumplings first. K4CHY, I'll be clear.
KD, listen. KD, clear.